Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryan of Magnetic Service. You are all known to me. And as I say the words, you interpret the word me. To have a figure with a face, to be some kind of an angelic energy, perhaps, and you'd be right. Except that no one has ever defined angelic energy. And if they did, and if we did, it is the soup of God. If you could see God, you would be seeing every piece of matter that exists. If you could see God, you would see the energy of love permeating every single space in the universe. If you could see God, it wouldn't be singular, dear ones. You can't count the pieces of soup, dear ones. Even at the basic level of soup, even at the atomic level, you'll find it's filled with space. And that's love. So how can I come to you in the best way possible and speak? And the answer is, I become Cryon. I become a figure of an angel. I become paintable to the artists, composable to the musicians. I become as singular as I can, so you will relate. But I am from that which is the great central sun. And that is the expression. For the sun is the metaphor of life for you, for all things emanate from there. The metaphor of God from the center, you'll find everywhere. It's the center of creation, of thought, of love, and it is great. And therefore, I am the essence of what you would call creation. And so are you. And the difference between us, dear ones, is that right now I am looking at family who is in corporeal bodies. And most of you is not here. It's with me on the other side of the veil. We've explained that before. Your core soul energy splits when you are born and comes back together when you ascend. And therefore, human being, you are in several places at the same time. But while you are here, there are always questions and puzzlements. And the 3D portions of your mind want to work it all out. Who is talking? How does it work? What does it mean? So right now, I'm going to ask you, old soul, to set aside the three-dimensional parts of you as best you can and acknowledge what is here and what is happening. 23 years ago, I came into my partner's life to talk about right now. This is the last organized, scheduled, and structured channel of the year. Tomorrow, there will be channeling, but it's different. This is the last one that will be recorded and transcribed of the year in this fashion. And so I want to give the message called the last 18 years, but I have to start with you. I'm talking about the ones in here with me now. The energy that you create during this message will help those listening and reading later. What do you think of that statement? And if you say, Cryon, how does that work? In a timeless energy called quantum. It means that anyone listening to this message, no matter when on earth, is listening to it with you in the room. And if, human being, you are quantum in any fashion or form, it means you are part of the energy. Anyone reading these words in a time after this is transcribed will be reading and feeling the energy of those in the room. That's quantum. How do you understand this? How do I explain this? And the answer is, I cannot. But some of you in the room are always so ready to say, I don't care. And those are the ones that set the standard. For you understand and realize that the energy is the energy. And that, family, you are part of this. The last 18 years. 1987 is really the preparation to the precession of the equinoxes. This is partially a review and a wrap-up, not of the year, but of everything. 1987, there was an event that was described as the harmonic convergence. It set the stage for illumination of the planet, illumination of the energy that is quantum and truthful about who you are. If you take it next to another 11, you have the symbol of the harmonic convergence. It is the 1111. And it was before what you would call the 36-year window of the precession of the equinoxes that would cause what has also been known as the alignment. Now, this alignment is the end of the long count of the Mayan calendar. And it's astronomy. And the astronomers and the ancients knew it as the result of the wobble of the earth, creating the fact that the sky was always a little different every single night. And even the ancients were able to do the math and realize that it was a 26,000-year alignment. And the alignment starts and stops with the same attribute. When you can look at the center of the galaxy and the sun lines up with it perfectly, this is the start and end point of the wobble. It became known as the precession of the equinoxes. If you look at the sky, and as an astronomer, you want to see where it starts and ends the last 36 years, it presents itself through the edge of the galaxy called the dark rift, which is what you call the Milky Way when you look up in the sky. As it precesses through that edge, it takes 36 years. 18 years ago, it began. And now you've reached this part, which is the middle, the solstice, is the day where you celebrate it. And then there's 18 years more. Well, it precesses out of that stripe in the sky. And that 36-year window is special. The Mayans saw that. And everything that you have learned about the Mayan calendar falls short of this. They saw the 36 years. And it's so profound that many have seen what they said and said it is the end of time. and it isn't. Why would they say that? Why would it show in such an esoteric calendar that they put together, which even showed the cycles of influence on fractal time? But it looks like the end. Why would it look so barren to those who would look at it in 3D? And the answer is this. So when you get out your new calendar and you paste it on the wall and it says 2013, you're looking at it in 3D. If you could see the colors around it, it's a beginning of time. I'm going to default to something very 3D right now. The favorite tune of my partner, and he knows what it is. It's called "It's Time to Say Goodbye." A beautiful ballad sung by a man and a woman about the love they have for one another. The lyrics, "It's Time to Say Goodbye." And the first time you hear it, you're struck with what? Why would they be saying goodbye? Why would these two who love each other so much ever say goodbye? And it's such a sad song. Until you look at the intent of the composer, until you find out what was meant by the tune, and then you find it. For the composer will tell you, it's time to say goodbye, not to one another, but to being alone. And your heart resounds with love. For it's a song about unification, of being together for the rest of your life with one you adore. That's very different, isn't it? And so in 3D, you read the energy of the Mayan calendar and you say it's the end of all things. And you read doom and you close the door and you expect bad things. And part of humanity right now is preparing for the end. You didn't get it. Here's how it goes. Should you make it to this place, and there was a time when that was questionable, should you make it to this place, and you have, it's time to say goodbye to everything you think is the way things work. There's a unification coming of humanity, of hearts. And it may take generations, dear ones, but you got 18 years to plant the seeds, and that was my message last time. (laughs) 1987 was before the 18 years. 1994 is when it began. Between 1987 and 1994, I came to see my partner in 89. It took him those years to settle. He calls it the honeymoon period of crying. I call it grueling. He's a stubborn man. When I finally convinced him that it was all right to love me, the real information began. You can see the difference between the first book, written in 93, and the second one written in 94. The first one was cryptic. Oh, it told a story. But in 94, he was in love with God. And then things began to happen. But in that period, something else had started. You started to see things around you change. And those who were here know of what I speak. Geopolitical systems of the planet turned around. You started to see the fall of the Soviet Union. who was the nemesis of the United States, and the two of them would have brought you to a conclusion of nuclear war by the millennium. They almost did it in the 60s. It all went away. The prophecies of Revelation have you at war. The prophecies of Nostradamus had you at war. And it didn't happen. What happens, dear ones, when the prophecies of old fall on the floor in front of you because it isn't real anymore? What happens? And I'll tell you, you got to rewrite it. And that's what you're doing now. I came in to see my partner in 89, and I told him that consciousness on the planet would begin to shift. By 1994, the precession of the equinoxes had started. The indigenous of the planet felt it coming. For over 1,000 years, they had predicted it as a decision point of humanity, and the Mayan calendar end count was the place where it may occur. And it is. And these are the things we speak of. The prophecy of the eagle and the condor is simply the prophecy of a balancing planet. Balancing in a way that will create a softer consciousness that thinks better. It thinks in survival, with honor and with love. It thinks differently, for it starts to realize that unification instead of separation is the answer. It starts to try the hardest things that humanity has ever tried, putting unequal economies together, changing the very essence of the way countries work, rewriting banking systems, thinking out of the boxes that were always there before, changing the way government works, allowing trade so that you don't necessarily have it all one-sided and the only side that counts is Earth. So when one benefits, you all do. It starts conceptual thinking, where it's not only the individual, it's the individual and everything around the individual. The concept of peace being something that is not only desirable, but the only thing that's civilized. That's the change. And you started to see many things start to move. You came to the millennium shift and nothing happened. Did you notice? And there were those then heading for the hills, building the shelters, arming themselves against their neighbors. Some were expecting the earth to turn upside down, for the poles to shift. You know that won't happen, don't you? Ever. For everything on the planet would be dead if it did. All the magnetics has shifted many times, but the earth never turned over. There are so many who wish to believe the horror, the drama. It's time to say goodbye, they say. And they didn't get it. And the ones in the room and the ones listening to my voice are starting to understand. There is a process beginning, a turnaround that is going to be slow. And some of it is ugly. It's already ugly. For things don't happen in a day. These kinds of energies, we say you mush into them. That is to say, it takes years to set the stage. Sometimes you go backwards a little bit and then forward. It takes generations of thought and evolution of human consciousness to create the final result. And you're only at the beginning of it. And you're going to see a lot of old energy and new energy clashing. And you won't even recognize what it is. takes us to current events, dear ones. What are you seeing right now as we sit? You're seeing war. You're seeing issues in the Middle East yet again. And there are those who would say, well, this is the beginning of the end. Right on schedule. Instead of understanding what you truly are looking at. What's going on in Egypt right now? You thought that was settled, didn't you? And it isn't. Why are the people reacting the way they are to the new leader? And the answer is because the new leader has shown himself to be part of the old energy they wanted removed. And they're letting him know. Why did they do this in the first part? What is the reason for such a stable country that you could visit, where tourism is everything, to go into a state of revolt against itself the year before 2012? What is the reason? And I will tell you, dear ones, this is what we're talking about, is that the old energy, as good as you think it was, as long as it lasted, was not going to work anymore. You see it here. You see it in the banking. You see it in the system. You see it in your government. There is objection to the old energy. And if you think it's going to simply repeat itself, you're going to stand up and object. And the Egyptians objected. They objected. And now they're objecting again. Because they want control. They want what you have. And I've said this before, they want better schools and better hospitals. They want futures for their kids. That's different than it used to be. And it's time. And isn't it interesting that it coordinates with it's time to say goodbye? Syria is a nightmare. And you don't want to be there. It's everything that you don't want on the earth right now. Manifested, where you can look at it. How do you like it? And you can see it every night on your news. How do you like it? And you don't. And the mothers over there who are watching their children die don't either. I mean, your family's torn apart, hiding, hoping not to get bombed. Never thinking it would happen there. They need your energy and their love. They need you in this holiday season to give them a gift of your attention. And what is it about? A country seemingly to have an iron control over its people and always had, suddenly erupts. Knowing very well who has and holds the cards, knowing very well who has the big weaponry, and they do it anyway. Time to say goodbye to the old energy. And that's what they're doing. You saw it in Libya? It was a surprise. Isn't it interesting? All erupting together. All happening the year before. 2012 shift. Dear ones, you are watching what we told you would happen. We told you there'd be small wars about now, and there are. You got 18 years to turn this around, and we say you will, for the potentials are strong that all of those countries that you're looking at right now with those issues will solve them. And it's not going to last like it is now. The next one to watch is Iran. And we're telling you yet again, everything seems quiet, doesn't it? Everything's all fine, isn't it? Well, it isn't. And you're going to see why. When the people decide they don't want to be the pariah of earth. When the young people say enough is enough. And it may not be this year or next or even the next. And that depends on the old souls on the planet and what they do next. Dear ones, we need to have you start mining your Akash, and that is to say, to live longer. To pull on those energies of your past life that will make the healings in your body both psychological and physical. That will give you a longer lifespan right now. So that you wake up every morning peaceful. Even if you don't know how you're going to pay your bills tomorrow. That the thing you have today is what those in the desert had as Israelis and Israelites. Knowledge that every day they were going to be taken care of, every day. Just enough for that day. Oh, we've told you that so many times. Are you starting to understand? What you have right now, dear ones, is enough. Every single day to know that you're going to live peacefully, healthy, aging less, and that whatever the problems of 3D are there, you're going to be able to walk through them in a way you haven't so far. You see, it's time to say goodbye. It's time to say goodbye to the old energy. It's time to say goodbye to loneliness because you don't have the hand of God. It's time to start the love affair with your higher self. And when you do that, you'll never ask about the process because you will be the process. We waited a long time for this channel. 23 years. To sit in a place where we can say you did it. Don't watch the news in the same way you have. Don't see the depression of others as the way things are. Or the sorrow that is going to be shown to you as the old energy fights and fights and fights to stay alive as the way it is. It's not the way it is. This battle that is before you may actually get worse before it gets better. Because you're about ready to change the whole paradigm. And it's not going to happen in a year or two or even four or eight. It may very well be generationally. Oh, there are those in the room who say, oh, I'm going to miss it. I'm too old. It's not going to happen in my lifetime. I'm sorry for you. That you won't be a certain age to see it, but you'll be here if that's okay with you. You're not going to miss anything, old soul. You're the ones who make it work. The cycle of life is the cycle of life. And you're coming right back. You know that, don't you? Even if you say right now, oh, it's a little difficult, I don't think I'll do that. I've had enough. This is the last time. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. You said that last time. No, it isn't. Only the next time you'll be born into a new energy. You're going to have an intuition flash. You're going to remember everything. I promise. You're not going to have to go through the things you did this time. You're not going to have to relearn any of it. It's going to be your second nature. It's going to be intuitive. I've told you that too. And as soon as you're able to talk, you're going to tell your parents who you are. I'm back, you'll say. It's going to be that clear. And they'll know it too. And you're going to have an entire lifetime of understanding what some of you have taken a half a lifetime to find out. And that's the promise we have. The consciousness will be that different, even a few decades from now. It's going to be different. I'll give you my favorite phrase before I close. There come a time when you will look back at an old energy before 2012, and you're going to see the marker that was passed and understand that something profound happened, and you will look at everything from 2012 back as being a marker of time. And it's time to say goodbye to barbaric ways. And you'll wonder, how could we have done that? You'll redefine human nature. And you'll realize at some time in the future what's happening today. I've waited a long time to give that message. Don't look at the news the same way. What's going on right now is a planet flailing against change. And populations all over the planet are standing up and saying, it's time to say goodbye to what used to be and start the love affair to what will. Some of you won't believe me until you see it for yourself. It was in the 80s, at Christmas time, and my partner got chills when he stood in front of his television set, and two leaders of profoundly powerful countries were coming together, and they'd made a decision to stop the foolishness. The United States and Russia were going into a new age called perestroika. The first disarmament was being talked about. The end of the Cold War was beginning. Those two men were singing a song, it's time to say goodbye. My partner stood in disbelief, for that wasn't a prophecy. And he knew it was the beginning of something new. You're going to see these kinds of things, dear ones. You're going to see it soon. And some of you won't even believe it. Former enemies deciding to call it quits and singing the song, it's time to say goodbye. If you've never heard the song, you should hear it, my partner says. And if you've heard it, now you know what it really means. It's time to say goodbye to the old ways of loneliness, despair, sorrow, and war. This is the marker, and you've made it. Now the next 18 years, survive it, understand it, be peaceful with change, and send energy when it's needed. I'm Kryon. I would not tell you these things if they were not so. And so it is.